Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to guess in Chinese. We have Jessie from Transition. Jessie, 你好。
你好, this sounds fun.
Guess what I had for lunch?
Oh, to be honest, I think you've been recording a lot, so did you have time to eat lunch?
All right, I had salad.
Salad,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, with tuna and tofu.
Very healthy.
Right, so to guess, we say 猜。
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 Yeah, it's only one word and it's a verb, and the character is actually the combination between the dog on the left and the color blue on the right. And here, the color blue indicates the sound. And the reason there's a dog there is probably in ancient China, people thought that dogs were very suspicious. And they sniff around.
They were the detectives, were they?
That's right. And yeah. Of course, people have different interpretations about personalities of dogs and different species
yeah,
of dogs.
Right.
They are
yeah.
all different. But yeah. they sniff around and they are very suspicious about things. So they guess about things. And of course, we probably think way too much. And 猜 is the character. 猜.
Really interesting. Yeah. Well, I used to watch a cartoon about a detective dog when I was younger.
Oh,
he
yeah?
sniffs around and guesses things, finds yeah. criminals, so yeah, 猜.
Okay, yeah, and then 猜 on its own, I can say, hey, guess, 猜. And then, of course, here, the subject is you. I can say 你猜.
你猜.
Yeah, and then you guess. And then here, then you will know that's a question, right? 你猜.
你猜.
Yeah, and then, or I say 我猜. When I say 我猜, 我猜 that means, huh, I think.
Yes, you yeah. found me out. You
yeah.
discovered something.
Yeah, I discovered something and I suspected there's something going on. So, 我猜.
What do you think I had for lunch? 你猜?
我猜 you had salad.
Actually, I didn't. I had a very, very hot bulgogi with lots of chili. So,
Ooh.
I was crying, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Crying real tears.
I love bulgogi.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a famous Korean dish.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, I guess wrong. 我猜错了。
我猜错了, so 错 must mean wrong then.
Yeah, 错 is wrong, it's a mistake. So 错.
错.
Yeah, 猜错.
猜错.
猜错. And 了 is just the ending suffix. That means, oh yeah, that's the ending result. That means it's past tense.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
我猜错了.
我猜错了.
And then if you guess it right, then 我猜对了.
我猜对了。
Yeah, and then 我 is I. But if I say 你猜对了, oh, you guess it right, 你猜对了。
你猜对了。
Yeah, so let me ask, okay. 我猜,我猜, let me guess. 我猜你三十五岁。I guess you are 35 years old.
你猜对了。
Huh? Really?
真的。
Okay. Wow.
I thought you knew that.
I didn't. Okay. Okay, for the record, I didn't check it out. Okay, I didn't know. Okay, so 我猜对了。
Yeah, that's right.
Now I have a crystal ball.
Impressive, yeah.
Yeah, not only people has it. Okay.
So, what's your favorite film?
I've been reviewing one of my favorite films called Kill Bill.
Kill Bill? 我猜错了.
Okay.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
You would guess that my favorite film is like Life is Beautiful, that type?
Yes. Yeah, maybe okay. something more
yeah.
arty or something.
Yeah, one yeah. of those, yeah. I like something a bit edgy as well.
That's great.
So, you, yeah. 你猜对了.
Okay.
But again, there are so many favorite films.
That's
I
right.
Like.
Having one is a bit unreasonable already, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And you can also guess, for example, 你猜几点? Yeah.
现在吗?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the time now? I guess. Usually I guess by the sun, so we're inside, so that's a bit difficult.
Right.
Now I judge by how hungry I am.
Right. Okay.
So I guess about 5.
That's about right. So, you see, you can guess anything. And then you can actually use 你猜我猜as the practice in the Chinese. And what we can do is to pick up a subject. For example, if I cover my phone and then there's a character inside, I can ask you, guess, 你猜哪个字? Which character is that? And then you can guess anything. And then you just look into our previous episodes.
Yeah.
And then pick up one key word or one key sentence. And then to guess, 你猜什么?
你猜, 什么, what?
什么 is what.
Great.
Yeah, guess what.
Yes.
And then in this case, it's quite important to know a lot of like convention usage. For example, when we say 猜, we also sometimes say 猜一猜.
Have a little guess.
Have a little guess, yeah. Like 猜 is to guess. 一 is number one.
Yep.
猜一猜.
Tai Yi Tai.
Yeah, that's a convention, so it doesn't really make sense in English. Guess one guess.
Yeah.
As a guess a little bit, guess what? Something like that.
Tai Yi Tai.
Tai Yi Tai. And then you can also say Tai Tai Can.
Yes.
Tai Tai Can. And again, that's a convention, a bit like super duper. It doesn't really mean too much, but Tai Tai Can, double up, Tai, guess, and Can means to look or to see. So, you see?
Almost like have a guess and see.
Yeah,
see if
that's
you're right.
Exactly.
Tai Tai Can.
Tai Tai Can. Mm. And if you guess it correctly, in addition to saying Tai Dui, you can say Tai Zhong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Zhong.
Zhong is like to win the lottery or something.
That's it. It is. So, it is. Yeah. It is. And then Zhong originally means middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about the target.
Yeah.
If you hit the middle of the target.
Bullseye.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then that's Zhong. And in this case, because the chance is quite slim.
Yeah.
So either you are so skilled or you are very lucky.
Mm.
So when we say Tai Zhong, there's an element of luck there.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, it's interesting. I remember once I met a couple for the very first time in Bristol. I said to them, where are you from? And then I said, actually, let me guess.
Right.
Or Tai. And I just had a thought, because I've been to Taiwan recently. I said, you're from Taiwan. They're like, what? Ni Tai Dui Le.
Yeah.
And then I thought, where had I been recently? And I thought, are you guys from a place called Hualien? Because I just imagined them by the beach.
Right.
They're like, whoa! You know about Hualien, Ni Tai Dui Le. And it was just this really funny moment.
You must be a shaman or something.
No, I don't know. It's just this coincidence, isn't it? And they became great friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to visit them in Hualien, and also we had lots of fun in Bristol. But it was one of those funny things where I just guessed.
Yeah, you just guess and you get
it right.
Yeah, it happens in my life too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that sometimes you just have a sense about something and then you guess it correctly. Tai Dui Le.
Tai Dui Le.
Yeah. So today we talk about to guess, and then, the word is very simple, Tai, and then to say, I guessed that correctly, I guessed whatever correctly, Tai Dui Le.
Tai Dui Le.
And if you don't get it right, Tai Cuo Le.
Tai Cuo Le.
And then to express, hey, guess what? We say, Tai Tai Can.
Tai Tai Can.
Thank you, Jessie, for sharing your great experience with us about guess what. Please don't forget to remember to come back tomorrow. We have more exciting episodes ahead of us. Bye.
Bye-bye.